If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Father of mine. It's time to bring in Dad for Dear Meathead. You know, I just close my eyes. Brought to you by JM Synthetics. Father of mine,
take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still. Good morning.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
Why are you awake?
Wait, what's that?
I said, you're awake.
Well, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't
you? Forgot me last night.
Oh, he did not.
Well, yeah, I kind of, time got away from me.
And yes, I know it did.
I was just
having fun with you.
I actually did forget, and I went, oh, no, I got to call him before he goes to bed. But then I realized that you, don't you go to bed at like 4 in the morning?
No, I go to bed about 11 o'clock.
All right.
So, anyway, I have a comment to make again. John thinks I've already done this, but I am so proud of you and your brother. God gave you guys, stole some of some other people's brains and gave it to you guys.
Wait, what's going on?
You're smart. You and your brother are great, smart. And Norman.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's other people. Poor Norman. He's like, wait a minute, what am I? Am I a dummy?
No. He's handling a whole lot of stuff, too.
Okay. So.
So I'm proud of you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you, honey.
I
don't know about that, but I'm good at raking leaves.
No, you're good at a lot more than that. You're good at a lot more than that.
Anyway.
So.
How you doing?
Never better. Just chatting it up with these folks. Having a good time. They're trying to put me in the insane asylum with.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we're doing great. I was
with
telling
you. A t-shirt and a pair of boots or something.
T-shirt and boots. I'm not sure what you mean.
We're going to get them boots this time.
Okay. If you say so. I was just telling you yesterday about Diana has a list of things of home improvements that she wants done.
Uh-oh.
So I got a guy coming over. He's a friend of mine, and he's gonna help me with those things.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
I was considering
How do you find time to do all these
things? Well, I can't. That's the problem. You see, she got sick and tired of me waiting for me to get this stuff done, and then she said, all right. enough. I'm putting my foot down. I want you to let me do this. And I finally relented. I said, okay, so what do you want to do? And she says, I want to hire someone, a professional. And I said, okay, I agree. Let's do it.
I'll tell you what, you got one heck of a nice house. I've only been there once, twice in your house.
Been there more than that.
Yeah.
I love your house.
Well, I'm glad that you do. I need to see you in it more, but you know, you live far away and it's kind of tough to get over. You know, that's a long drive.
I live in Armenia. You live in America.
So I'm going to have a party here in July. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And it's what it is. It's like an audience appreciation party. So we're going to destroy the neighborhood.
No, don't do that.
But they want you to be there.
Oh, my God. Well,
some of these people have not met you.
Jet.
A lot of these people haven't met you, actually. So they want Mike to bring you, Mike and Lizzie, to bring you and Joanne over to come to the party.
Wow, would that be nice? Would that be great?
So, but you're not. But I realize that that's something you got to like contemplate. It's not the easiest thing in the world to pull off.
No, I guess not. There's quite a bit of details all the way around.
But would you be receptive to that possibility?
Oh, I would be delighted, honey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what. You would make these people so happy. You two are the shining stars. I mean, they would be lining up for miles.
Oh, you're really using your words so eloquently.
Well, I'm just telling you. They're not here. All I do is yell at these people. Are you kidding me? They don't care about me. They care about you.
Well, I don't know. I don't see that side of it. So.
Well, I guess it depends on the day, you know. It depends on how crabby I get with them, you know.
There's something that's strange. Now, this is probably a weird thing for me to open in the open line. Say that the name Aram sticks in my brain 24/7. You believe that?
Yes.
Where is that?
Yes. Well, Aram is one of the many people who just love you, and he's actually listening right now as we speak.
Oh, my God. That's just a great name.
Yeah, I actually know two people named Aram, believe it or not. I know Aram, who's in Tennessee, and another Aram who works for one of my sponsors. He's got the strength of 100 men.
Oh, wow. Wow. Hey, it takes brain to deal with brain.
Brain?
No. So you got brains and Aram got brains.
I'm writing this down. It takes brain to deal with brain.
Yes.
All right. Got it. Do you want to answer some questions?
Yes. Well, Joanne and I both will.
No.
Because she's got a lot of, she keeps saying no, but she's got a lot of intelligence.
That's all right.
Well, you know, I mean, occasionally she weighs in with some great comments, and we love her laughing. That always makes a lot of people in fact, Aram has this. He says, "Dear Meathead, what are your three favorite flavors of ice cream?"
That's a strange question because I don't know why he gets the idea that I love ice cream.
Well, who doesn't? Everybody loves ice cream.
But I do. Butter pecan is one of them, and I really can't think of any other one.
I was expecting you to say any ice cream that's in front of me is my favorite.
This is true. This is true. But that would be a good favorite.
And then he has another question. When you lived in Iran, did they have ice cream there?
Well, I have a little story about that.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. But it was hard to get ice cream for us because we were kind of poor.
Yeah, they had to bring it in on the camel.
I had, well, yeah. I don't know how they brought it, but I had a surgery. What the hell was that? My tonsils.
Your mother opened an ice cream store.
Yeah, my mom opened up a little ice cream store.
She did?
By the way. Then there was a tall chair that I sit right next to her, and anytime she wasn't looking around, I'd get a finger full of ice cream and stick it by my
mouth. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of stole the ice cream.
Yeah, who knows where that finger had been? You might have had a little.
You might have had a little kid.
Yeah, you might have had a little chocolate with your vanilla.
I don't know how she made that. Oh, I know. They put the stuff in this little gizmo, big to like a tubing, made out of, I don't know what. And I would sit there and I spit it to make that ice cream.
Did you say spit it or spin it?
Spin it.
Oh, spin
it. It's a metal thing.
Oh.
You spin it.
I thought you were saying
and
that
it hardens up.
I thought you were saying that you spit in there.
No. I spin it. And for hours. And then when I was done, she'd give me a little spoonful.
Okay, so she'd actually reward you for all
that. Reward me
sounds
for
like,
helping her
that's
out.
That's a lot of hard work for a one tablespoonful of ice.
Hey, I was a little kid.
Yeah, she really, grandma really put you to work there.
Yeah, hey, listen, she was a sweetheart.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you a little story about that. That really is, maybe I already said that. My dad was a, I don't know what he did, but... He had one of his vehicles that's got wood sides. Did I tell you that story?
Is this the one when you were messing with the headlights?
Yeah.
Yeah, we taught you. You said that you messed with the headlights, and then you and your brother were in there, but you got out of the car quick enough.
He sent us out to get
the bologna
that he had bought for us. Bologna.
And then you ended up ducking out.
Nothing wrong with his headlights and stuff.
And then Uncle Garo
he got caught.
Oh, yeah.
I ran like a bugger and hid under my mother's skirt.
Oh, Jesus. I bet that was weird.
And he came in. He got done with my brother. I'll tell you, he was going to throw him in the river. He lived by a river.
Yeah, I remember. You mentioned that once.
Yeah. So... he came out and said, "Where's Reuben?"
Oh, yeah.
My mom says, "I don't know."
Mom says he's hiding.
Was that under her skirt?
Yes. Grandma's like, he's hiding in the fish factory.
Wait a second. I don't remember what they said, but he didn't get you. And they were sitting at the table playing cards.
Oh.
I think he was drunked up, but
you're
I didn't know what drunk.
Like, oh,
drunk.
Mom, this is so bad under the skirt. I'd rather take the beating from Dad.
She knew that he'd probably mess me up bad.
Yeah, I believe it. All right. Well, so that all comes to us from ice cream. How about that? All right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Jonathan writes, "Hey, Jack, it has come to my attention that my 8-year-old son seems to have a special power. He essentially has the strength of what seems to be 50 men."
Wait. It would do what?
He says that his 8-year-old son is suddenly very, very strong. What do you think is the best way for me to utilize his newfound strength?
Oh, boy. I'm dumbfounded about an answer to that.
Probably put him to work, right? Maybe like push the lawnmower a little, or I don't know, do some heavy lifting.
I mean, how young is this kid?
He's only 8, and the kid's like super strong, according to Jonathan.
Well, I think you can walk with him, let him push.
Yeah, like if the car breaks down, he can push from behind.
Yeah, just so that he can get used to it. Make sure that he's getting used to what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, that would be...
He could damage himself.
Can you imagine if that did happen and the neighbors see an 8-year-old kid pushing the car and the dad at the wheel?
They call the cops.
Yeah.
That's in America, you know. Hey, child's what do you call them, abuse.
Yeah, back in Iran, they probably would give you an award for that.
Yeah, well, they hit him to run a little faster.
Right, right.
Smack him. Hey, go faster.
Tim writes, "Dear Meathead, When driving on a long road trip, do you recommend filling up at half a tank or when the tank is empty?
No, I think I fill it when it needed gas.
If you're driving,
when it's a half a tank empty, I knew that it's still safe to drive.
Yeah,
that's still my opinion.
In order to get to where you're going fast, wouldn't you want to do it like after you've put the most miles on it? I would think. I don't know. That's just my personal preference. I don't know if it even matters.
It's intelligent to continuously keep the gas.
Wait, could you say that again?
It's intelligent to keep the gas going, you know, fill it up all the time.
All right.
You don't run out, you know.
All right.
But that's not necessary.
All right, I'm writing this down. It's intelligent to keep the gas going.
Yeah, you know, keep it full. The tank full.
All right, excellent. All right.
But I don't know if it's necessary.
All right. Josh says, hey, Reuben, my job changed. I haven't been able to listen, but here's a question. Dear Meathead, big fan of yours since you were on the radio. If I recall, you garden every year. Have you started growing your seeds yet?
I haven't started that, but as of yesterday, Joanne and I de-weeded that whole garden.
You're ready. You're ready to go. Did you?
We got it ready, but now I got to rototill the garden.
You better get on it. It's time.
Yeah.
He asked, this is Josh in New Hampshire, what is your favorite vegetable to grow?
I gotta get help from my wife. Corn.
Okay. Corn is your... So you grow sweet corn and then off you go.
Yes. One whole side of it is... We got a lot of stuff we put in there, really. We do one hell of a garden. It's a small garden, but my God, we put in so many things in there. It's something else. You ought to see my neighbor.
Right.
He's my helper. He's going to be rototilling it for me.
Okay, good. All right, Dad, this next one is from Jesse in Pennsylvania. It's a little bit complex, but I'll do my best with it. If you have any questions, just ask. He says, we're looking to move to a new area where we have no friends or family. Jesse says, I don't really have a relationship with my family at all, except my grandmother. But my wife's family's very close, and they're all trying to keep us from moving away. And then he says, my wife's father is very difficult with my wife. She's going to school to be a nurse and works full time. He makes her feel terrible for being busy all the time, and she already struggles with anxiety and depression. She feels this move will be better for her mental health, as well as mine and the children. What are your thoughts? So basically, Jesse is okay with moving, but the wife is she wants to move, but her family is being hard on her about that. They're like, "Oh, come on, don't you care about us?" And but he, you know, it appears to be better for his family. What do you think about all this?
Well, number one thing, I really sympathize with them. They're in a position or in a situation that they've had their child or children right alongside of them all the time. They've become acclimated in having them. Now, you take it away completely from them, it's like they've lost something. It really is a natural thing to feel. For instance, let's say you live next door to me, and then you decide to move out, and we've had like several years of doing things together.
That would be terrible. It would hurt you.
It would hurt me. I would miss it.
Yeah.
And when you love something and you miss it,
yeah.
Like let's say that you have a jewelry that's very expensive and you love it, you hardly want to ever wear it. because you don't want to destroy it or damage it and all that. It's the same scenario.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to destroy his daughter.
Well, no, but you're gonna lose them. You're gonna when your daughter moves somewhere that's out of reach.
Right. Okay.
It's hard to deal with.
So
it takes time. You got to be strong.
Yeah.
Do the move because it's something you like, and let it grow.
Yeah, I think
once people realize that, hey, this is going to happen, and that there's nothing anybody can do. But in the meanwhile, keep track of them.
I think that's a good thing. I think that they could move away and then just like put in place a plan. To keep
occasionally, let's say maybe every 2 weeks,
right?
A visit,
sure. Get over
every
there and
week
visit.
Or something to that effect,
and then make sure that they're good visits and just
absolutely show them that the love exists, where you're at.
Do your best, right. But I agree that if that's what makes her feel better.
Picture this: if you live next door to me, all of a sudden you decide to go. Somewhere 10 miles away, which you guys have done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know.
So I had to get used to that.
Right. Yep. Yep. Okay. I think that's kind of a lot of info, but I think Jesse can. I think that's a good starting point, Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't say nasty stuff. Oh, you know, you guys move that because forget it. That's a choice that they made.
Yeah.
And they love their choice. Don't make it. So hard on them.
It's all about choices, Dad. I hear you.
Right.
I hear you. Well, hey, Dad, do you have any questions for me or anything at all that you want to get off your chest or things that have been concerning you?
No, I just love you and your brothers to pieces. And the one thing I'm very sad about is that Norman is so far usually so busy.
Yeah.
You know, he's really controlling a whole lot of
He's got a lot going on
with the company.
He sure does. He has a lot going on.
Oh my God! Yeah, you got a bunch of people that, on a daily basis, they quit and they got to get somebody else to do it. You know.
Okay. Well.
So, no, I got wonderful kids. You know, especially you and your brother.
I think you love us
more often than anything else.
You love us all the same.
Yes.
All right. Now, I took some notes working backwards. I've got it's intelligent to keep the gas going. And
oh, yeah.
And it takes brain to deal with brain.
I don't know what that means, but it's, that's what I said.
Hey, people love this stuff. This is one of the reasons.
You got to have intelligence to deal
right.
with something that you think is intelligent.
You got to have brain to deal with brain. We could hear, the leader of a company talking to his, Elon Musk would be talking to his new employees at Twitter. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, I just paid 44.
Oh,
and I'm here to say that it takes brain to deal with brain.
Yeah, and don't be hard on a person who's got the brain problem.
It's intelligent. I'm here to tell you, folks, it's intelligent to keep the gas going.
That's right.
Okay, I love you. I love you, Joanne.
I love you, too. And don't call me back at 11 o'clock at night to tell me you forgot.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
Okay. All right.
All right, guy.
I'll talk to you, guy.
Hug your baby and say hello from us.
Will do. Okay, guys, see ya. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and